5. Mother was miserable now. She could not free herself from the tape that bound her arms. She struggled, and Emelef tossed in misery, listening to Mother cry. Mother was sickened by the soiled bed in which she lay. She turned her head to the side, and sickness came out of her mouth. The world of Emelef trembled. Emelef ached for Mother. If only Mother knew that she was there. But Mother did not. Mother had screamed and screamed, but no one had come. Mother had gone into a rage and torn at the tape, but it had not come loose. Mother slept for long periods and dreamed strange dreams, and then woke and cried again. When Mother looked out the distant windows, Emelef saw the city of towers and lights. She heard what Mother heard, the airplanes above and the cars far below. And she saw the clouds, and when Mother knew the names of these things, so did Emelef. Mother cursed this place. She cursed herself. She said prayers to humans who were dead. Father had told Emelef who these humans were and that they could never help Mother. "The dead lie beyond," Father said. He had been with the dead, and he did not want to be with them again until his time came. It would come, but by that time he and Emelef would have multiplied and subdued the earth. The earth would be for their children. We have come again at the perfect moment. Never has the world been so prepared. In the distant past, survival was too difficult for us, but not so now. We are the meek. We shall inherit the earth. Emelef prayed Father would come back. Father would free Mother from the bed, and Mother would not cry anymore. Father loved Mother. He had said, "Remember, I love her. We need her. She has the milk, and without the milk you cannot grow to full height." Emelef waited to rise out of this dark place and stretch her limbs, and grow and walk and smile, and be in Father's arms. Poor Mother. Mother was in pain. More and more, Mother slept. It was lonely and still in the room when Mother slept. Deeper and deeper, Mother slept. Emelef was frightened. Mother would not wake. She rolled over and reached out to touch the edges of the world. She saw the light dying all around her. Ah, but it was only twilight again, and the buildings came on full of light. Soon, Emelef would see light for what it really was, see it distinctly, Father had said, and it was glorious. The dead don't know light, Father had said. The dead know confusion. Emelef opened her mouth and tried to make words. She pressed on the roof of the world. She pushed and turned inside Mother. But Mother slept, tired and hungry and all alone. Maybe it was for the best that she dreamed now and knew no fear. Poor Mother.